British Sky Broadcasting presents Catch and Release, starring Jennifer Garner as Gray and Timothy Oliphant as Fritz. Audio described by Rena Vale on behalf of MCS Agency.
You want to know what I keep thinking about? That argument we had right before you left. Remember? There you are, heading off for your big bachelor party fishing trip, and I start in on you like some hysterical fishwife, insisting that you finish the seating chart before you go. What was I thinking? What I should have said as you were leaving is, I love you. Or at least, I don't know, have fun, be nice to the strippers.
A young man unloads bouquets of white flowers from the back of a van.
Instead, the last words you heard me say were, listen, pal. No more nookie till you figure out where to put your mother's bridge club.
Gray, a tall woman in her late 20s, stands by herself in a room of people chatting. They're all wearing black. Gray, with long dark hair and a gaunt face, is also in a black dress. She gazes out of the window into a sunlit suburban street as she tries to control her tears. Outside, the young man brings a box of flowers up the path. A woman in a gray maid's uniform talks to him and gently ushers him away. He returns to the van as another woman in black heads towards the house. A man affectionately shakes a woman's hand. A couple walk up to Gray, and the man gently puts his hand on her arm as she wipes away a tear. Ellen Douglas, a tall, slender, middle-aged woman in a black suit, glances at Gray with a half-smile. Tearful Gray, with people huddled around her, returns the look. Ellen joins two young men, Dennis and Sam.
How you doing, Mrs. D?
Hello.
You need anything?
A scotch, but to thin it out. Don't let me get all Irish. You boys were just lovely.
Sorry.
My God, he had good friends.
He was a friend of yours, the guy who died?
Yeah, we grew up together.
So you live here in Boulder?
No. I moved away after high school.
Where to?
Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah? What do you do there?
I make commercials. Is that a tattoo?
Maybe.
The young blonde smiles. A woman strokes Gray's hair.
How could you leave me alone with all these people? You know I hate crowds. And high heels. I'm wearing heels. I don't know what I'm doing. I would if you were here. You'd know how to make all these people stop talking about you in the past tense. How to get your pervy uncle off me. How could you leave me alone with your pervy uncle? You know I can't handle him. I can't handle anything without you.
A woman hugs Gray tight. Gray struggles, pulls away, and quickly goes upstairs. She enters a large bathroom, shuts the door behind her, and leans against it. She wipes her face with a hanky, then climbs into an empty bathtub and pulls round the shower curtain. Gray stretches out in the tub, leans her head back and puts her hands over her eyes. Downstairs, clean-cut Dennis and tubby, bearded, bespectacled Sam wander into the kitchen.
Did she say anything to you about the honeymoon? Like what?
Like, is she still gonna go?
Alone in Kauai. You think that's what she needs right now?
No, dude, not alone. You know, with a friend. Because I think it'd be good for her to get away. That kind of thing could be really helpful. Not me,
no.
Dennis. My friend.
Yeah,
anybody.
Somebody else.
Dennis opens the fridge. A tall, white, four-tiered wedding cake is inside. Sam, eating, joins him. Sam stops chewing and they both look awkward.
Damn.
Gray hears the bathroom door opening. It's the flirting couple. Dark-haired Fritz carries the blonde waitress and locks the door. In the bathtub, wide-eyed Gray is mortified, peeks through the curtain and puts her hand over her mouth.
Suck it to me. 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 Wait, wait.
Hold on. Butt cramp.
He pauses as the girl stretches out her leg.
Okay, go. Suck it to me. That's really good.
In the tub, Grey rolls her eyes. The girl washes her hands.
Employees must wash their hands before returning to work.
Sitting up in the tub, Grey grimaces. The girl writes on Fritz's hand.
Call me Mr. Yummy.
Fritz beams at her and she turns and leaves. He reads the number, wipes his hand on his jacket, then washes his hands. Standing over the sink, he gazes intently in the mirror. His black tie is undone. His pink shirt is open at the collar. He turns and leans on the window ledge, then reaches into his jacket and takes out a joint. He's about to light up as Grey pulls back the shower curtain. She stands in the tub, staring at him contemptuously.
Oh, shit. Grey.
She watches him for a moment, then turns away, steps out of the tub and makes for the door. She stops and turns. He falters and she leaves. He bows his head. Dressed in a light jacket, T-shirt and jeans, Grey crosses a street with pavement cafes on a sunny day. She's in an office. Eve, a lawyer, joins her at the desk with a handful of documents.
And you realize since you weren't married, Mrs. Douglas is the legal heir. You're just putting the estate in order.
Yep.
Okay. And did you and Mr. Douglas share title on anything? Car, house?
No, I'm in a rental. Which I can't afford by myself. Wow. We just found it. He hadn't even moved in.
Where's the paperwork for this big account?
What big account?
$48,000 on his tax return. I'm not seeing any statements for it.
Grey's surprised.
His savings had about that much, right?
No, the $48,000 is interest, Grey. So for an account to generate that, the balance would have to be roughly $1 million.
$1 million?
Yeah, in some big investment account.
I bet she inherited it when his old man died.
You don't think it's a little weird that he didn't tell us that he was rich?
Not really. I mean, what business is it of ours?
I was his partner.
Point is, Dennis, it wasn't business money. You know, it was his money, so...
Should have at least told you. If it were me, if we were engaged and I had $1 million...
Whoa.
No way.
First off, this chick is only nice to you because I'm your friend. Okay? Second off, you don't have two nickels to rub together, sir. I've seen your ATM card.
I'm just saying
there are hundreds, thousands of really good reasons my homeboy wouldn't have wanted to tell everyone his dad left him $1 million.
Like what?
Well, like, maybe he was afraid that he'd become some kind of lazy dilettante if he had all that money at his access. So he just put it away, just ignore it. But hello, come on, like, he wasn't gonna tell you? I mean, I bet you he was just waiting to, like, rock you with a big surprise. Because that was Grady's style. He never did something small. It was just plow. And suddenly, he would want to find a way to just spring it on you. You know? Like, on your wedding night.
You think so?
Oh, God, yes. Picture this. You guys are on the honeymoon, okay? Just had hours upon hours of sex without me or Dennis in the house for a change. And you're falling asleep in one another's arms, cozying up to you. And he's like, Gigi, remember the part of the vows where we said for richer or for poorer? We're the former!
God, he would have loved doing that.
He would have.
Sam licks his fingers and gets up from the table. Grey's smile fades and her face crumples as she starts to cry. Dennis comes over.
Oh, I see. Grey, I'm going to take your last beer.
Dennis rubs her shoulder and she forces a smile. Turning away from the fridge, Sam stands behind them, watching for a moment. He searches for something to say.
Loss and possession. Death and life are one. There falls no shadow where there shines no sun. Hilaire Belloc.
Who's that?
I don't know, but it's an excellent quote I put on the red zinger box. Thought it was appropriate. Shall we? Oh, that's it, dude. I am so getting married. I mean, this chick made out like it was her bar mitzvah.
Oh, God, put it back, Sandy.
All right, dude, she's got like six of them.
Yeah, she's got like six of them. Thank you.
I gotta be like that. I'm just trying to feather a nest.
You're just trying to feather your stomach.
You know what? That was hateful. You're just such a blatant sizist sometimes. Thing's got like 82 settings, sir. You and me could have a total waffle party, because we... What are you doing?
You should be more comfortable in bed.
Are you serious? Did you not see the pills kick in? The only way she'd be more comfortable is you shot her with a trank gun.
All I know is she's not going to wake up in the morning with a neck crick.
What are you talking about, neck crick? What are you, an osteopath? Oh, my God, you're actually picking her up. Dennis, you're scaring me, man. Look, put the woman down.
Get out of my
way. No. Did it ever occur to you that maybe she don't want to sleep in there without Grady?
Did it occur to you that I'm holding her right now?
Seriously, Sir Galahad, put her back on. Dude, I'm much stronger than you, and even I don't want to pick her up.
Come on,
put her
in the car.
Put her in the car.
Having lifted her from the sofa, Dennis drops her on the floor. She doesn't wake up.
She's out. This was totally her fault.
This is not my fault.
Clean this up.
Your fault. You're not... I'm not... Come on, dude.
Want a beer?
Shut up.
On a quiet tree-lined suburban street on a sunny day, Gray approaches Sam and Dennis's place, a two-story clapboard house, and climbs the steps to the front porch. She casts around, reaches into a creel fixed on the wall, and takes out a set of keys. She hesitates, then unlocks the front door. Several photo ID cards are hanging just inside the door. She touches them and looks around the semi-darkened room. She tries to compose herself, then walks across the room to a set of sliding double doors and stops. Fritz is in bed. He opens his eyes.
Hey. This is Grady's room. You have no right... What are you doing here?
Sleeping. What time is it?
While she searches in a drawer, he puts on his jeans.
I didn't feel like going home right away, so guy said it'd be okay if I crashed here for a while.
Don't touch that. Just don't touch anything. You think you can handle that, Mr. Yummy?
She stomps by him and goes over to a desk.
I didn't know you were there.
She sifts through a pile of post.
Why are you still here? I thought you were supposed to be in Los Angeles directing a movie or something.
Nah, that didn't work out. Which, you know, thank God. Movies. They're worse than commercials. Sell. But let's kid ourselves and call it art. At least in ads it's sell. But we all know we're going to hell. So here's a fat-ass check to smooth out the ride.
I never understood why he was friends with you. You don't even seem like you miss him.
With an armful of folders, she goes to the door, takes the photo cards, and leaves with a glance back at Fritz. Hurt, Fritz watches her go and nods to himself. Gray sits at a cluttered desk in an office and picks up the phone. A note in front of her reads Don Hamilton Investments, Customer Relations.
Hi, I'm the administrator of the estate of a client of yours who passed away. I need copies of the statement accounts for the last three... Yes, Ald.
A 30-ish man at a nearby desk turns around.
Gray.
Yeah.
I just wanted to tell you how sorry I am.
Oh, thank you.
You know, a similar thing happened to a friend of my cousin's. Young guy, skiing. Some kid on a snowboard comes up, totally out of control. Bam! Snowboard, severed his jugular. Blood all over the slope. And then, you know, people started to ski over it, so it spread down the hill, and... anyway.
He turns back to his computer. Gray's appalled and puts down the phone. Sam and Dennis are outside their house messing about with fishing rods. Sam's in his bathrobe drinking a beer.
So, a peace garden for Grady.
Yeah, you know, at the fly shop. In that space behind the truck.
So it's kind of then more like a peace parking spot than anything else.
Shut up, dude. He'd be all over it.
I don't think so, Cookie.
Well, I do. And I knew him better than you did, so.
What? Are you serious? Oh, my God, Dennis, like, I may not have been the dude's business partner, okay? But, like, me and Grady were tight, sir. Okay. Very tight. In fact, I just happen to know he told me stuff that he would never tell you.
Stuff I bet you never thought would leave the walls of your super secret fly fishing shop.
Like what?
What stuff?
Just stuff, Dennis. Just work stuff. Stuff about work.
All right. You're drinking too much. Give me that.
Are you? That's your big move. You're drinking too much. You're taking four. You know what? I guess the best offense is good defense.
Do you even go into work today, ass face, or you just hang around and get bloated?
I don't think this is any of your business, but I took a mental health day, if you must know. I'm depressed, all right? My best friend just died. Oh, I'm sorry, he wasn't my best friend, he was your best friend.
Hey, are these things hard to use?
Fritz is holding a pair of skis.
No.
He's skiing down the road.
Sorry.
I think the hill was a good idea.
I think the hill was an excellent idea.
They watch him narrowly missing a woman with a pushchair. Sam's at the barbecue in the back garden.
Ah, Dennis.
What?
You don't hurry up. I'm going to burn this stuff on principle alone.
I'm not listening to you until you're fully dressed.
Gray, lay it down. This is time for the barbecue.
You're not going to believe this.
He transferred $3,000 out.
Yep.
Every month?
Yep.
And you don't know whose account it went to?
Nope. Do you?
Me? No idea.
Sammy, do you know?
First I heard of it.
Sam goes to the flaming barbecue as Gray goes through the bank statements at the garden table. A police car stops nearby and Fritz gets out of the back holding the skis. An amused policewoman hands him a ski boot and waves as the car drives off. Gray finds a note on her front door. Gray, rent, love Robin. Her belongings are being loaded into a van. She carries some boxes down the path while behind her, Sam and Dennis struggle with the sofa. They drop it. Sam points an accusing finger at Dennis. At a storage place, Sam's looking at a box.
You know, not for nothing, but you could totally use a blender.
At Dennis and Sam's house, Sam is opening Gray's wedding presents in the kitchen. Dennis is stripping the bed in Grady's room while Sam pours mixture into the new waffle maker. Maybe I can meet you in the morning. Call me if you're on your own. Dennis plumps a pillow and puts it on the freshly made bed. Sam's about to close the fridge when he glances about surreptitiously and takes out a half-finished bottle of vodka. He pours milk into the blender, takes a slug of vodka from the bottle, adds strawberries to the milk and turns on the blender. He forgot to put the lid on and gets covered in milk. Gray is unpacking her bag in the bedroom. Fritz is in an armchair reading. He looks through the open door and watches her as she moves around the room. Fritz, a gaunt 30-ish guy with intense dark eyes and dark hair, half smiles to himself. Standing by the bed, Gray looks up and meets his gaze. His face softens as their eyes lock. She's startled when Sam waltzes into her room with a tray of food.
Oh, it's supper! Supper, 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 supper! Supper, 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 supper! And nothing for Fritzy time! Check it out!
Sammy, you didn't need to do this.
You're right, I didn't, but... What comes from the heart goes to the heart. Samuel Taylor Coleridge.
Tell me mint?
No, that would be the Celestial Seasonings Echinacea Complete Care. Excellent guess. Let me ask you a question. Ain't gonna freak you out staying in here.
In what way?
You know, in the way that he's not, you know.
I'm pretty clear on that fact, Sam.
Get your feet on. Enjoy.
He sips from his tankard, then spots the fresh flowers that Dennis put into a bottle by the bed. His eyes narrow suspiciously.
Dennis?
Gray leans across the bed and switches on the bedside lamp. She gets out of bed and wanders around the room, searching for the phone. She finds it on a bookshelf, checks the caller ID, then throws it on Fritz's sofa bed in the other room.
Either answered or turned it off.
He looks at it and puts it back on the bed.
That's not mine.
He turns over.
Whose is it?
Realization dawns and she grabs it just as Fritz turns to reach for it.
Maybe it is. Let me see.
10 missed calls.
I can figure that out.
10's a lot.
Me.
Messages. Select. Listen to messages.
If you don't know whose it is, you probably shouldn't listen to those.
I know whose it is.
She backs into the bedroom, closing the door on him. He stands in the dark room, trying to peer through the gap. She puts the phone on the bed and moves back. Anxious, she flips her hair behind her ears and tries to summon up the courage to listen to the messages. She puts the phone to her ear.
Tragedy about it, but I could be in some real trouble if I don't get this money. Okay, this isn't funny, Grady. I didn't even want your help. You were the one who wanted to be Mr. Take Care of Everything Man. Well, F you, sugar daddy. F you.
She beats the phone on the bed. Daytime, at work, Gray stares at the phone display, 10 missed calls. She scrolls through the numbers, then dials from the phone on her desk. Shocked, she puts the phone down and buries her head in her hands. Nighttime, and Fritz is strolling down a busy street with his hands in his pockets. He glances through the window of a bar and stops to look as he spots Gray inside, flirting with a heavyset man in a check shirt. She's wearing a straw Stetson.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm going to ask you a question. What do you think when you hear someone say, go ahead, give it to me?
I've got this.
Hi!
I'm taking you home.
No, you're not. I am a grown-ass woman. I don't need you to Hollywood me home.
They'll never stay. Smiling, Fritz hustles her through the crowded bar. She giggles drunkenly. At the house, Sam in his stripy bathrobe is eating as he watches Dennis doing some ironing.
What are you doing?
I'm just trying to figure out what's more tragic. If this is your laundry or hers.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up. Cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive. I'm just making me doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
She collapses on her bed.
I had nothing to do with it.
In the morning, still in her clothes, Gray wakes up on top of the bed in a haze. She covers her eyes, then opens them wide. She looks over at a corner of the room with a puzzled frown, closes her eyes again, and rolls over. She's in a shop staring at a wall of paint colours. A middle-aged assistant in an apron comes over.
So what are we painting today?
Where's the 323 area code for?
She's painting the dingy cream walls of the bedroom blue. She hears the front door close and Fritz comes in. Sam's sleeping on the sofa.
He
She's on my bed.
You know her, don't you? 323, that's L.A. You know her. Right? How long has she been in his life? Just tell me that.
She's not.
Forget it. You suck.
She's not in his life. She's just the mother of his kid.
She drops the paint roller. He rinses it under the tap.
Do you need anything?
What I need is a little more information about how my fiancé could have a child that I know nothing about.
It was a one-time thing. He was in town. We went to a Halloween party. He hooked up with this woman.
When? How long ago?
Before you.
How old is the kid?
I don't know, 7, 8.
Is it a boy or a girl?
Boy.
God!
Wanna sit down?
No.
He pulls out a chair and she sits at the kitchen table.
What is she like?
I don't know.
Is she pretty?
I don't know.
Answer me.
She's attractive. In a messed up, makeup-y kind of way.
She doesn't swear. What is that? What kind of grown woman goes around saying F you?
The kind with a kid.
Gray goes to the sink, gets the roller, and walks over to the doorway. He gets up and joins her. She looks at him and, with a pained smile, waves the paint roller at him.
This is why you're still here, isn't it? To clean up after him.
He makes to speak, then changes his mind.
You have blue paint in your hair.
It's not blue. It's Marrakesh mystery.
He smiles as she turns and walks off.
Why is she calling?
She wants her money.
What do you mean?
He sent her money. She hasn't gotten any lately, what with him being dead and all. She's effing PO'd.
In her bedroom, she dips the roller in the paint tray and starts painting the wall.
I'll take care of it. I'll send her some money myself. I think she counts on it. For rent and stuff.
I counted on him too. Look where it got me.
She turns away and attacks the wall again. Fritz watches her back for a moment, then heads for the door. He hesitates and turns back.
Incidentally, I do miss him.
They lock eyes for a moment, then he walks away. Daytime, and Fritz is on his mobile at a pavement cafe.
Yeah, Los Angeles? Hey, I need the number and the street address for Marine Monette. Thank you.
A group of cyclists settles at his table.
Hey, you probably don't remember me. My name's Fritz. I'm a friend of Grady Douglas's. I have some news. Paul Hextor, please. Fritz Messing calling. Thank you.
Excuse me.
Hey, yeah, sorry I didn't call you back. I need you to send $20,000 to a massage therapist in Encino.
Gray meets Ellen by a stream.
Hello. Hi. So good to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
Thanks for calling.
Before we eat, I bought you a little something.
Ellen takes a ring box from her bag and holds it out.
Go on, open it.
Gray opens it to find an emerald set in a gold ring.
Gosh, Ellen.
It was my great aunt's. And a setting is very rare. And I want you to have it.
It's so special. It's beautiful.
I just wanted you to have something to remember us by. And that ring.
The one on Gray's other hand.
The stone has been in our family for six generations. And I know, I mean, now that you won't be in the family, I know you wouldn't be comfortable keeping it.
The two women are sitting close together on a bench. Gray is disbelieving as Ellen looks straight at her. Gray lowers her gaze.
Are you asking for my engagement ring back? Grady gave me this ring. It was a symbol of our decision to spend the rest of our lives together.
Yes, but you didn't spend the rest of your life with him.
He spent the rest of his with me.
Ellen stares at her angrily, her mouth set.
I don't know what to say. I'm gonna go.
Gray returns the new ring, gets up and walks off down the path. Fritz is in a camera shop. He looks through a camera, then the assistant hands him another one. A couple of hippie buskers are singing outside in the sun. In the street, Fritz is leaning on a lamppost fiddling with a camera. Through the viewer, he sees a small boy pointing a camera at him. Behind him, Gray is sitting on a bench on the busy street. Her chin is resting on her hand and she looks glum. Fritz zooms in, then looks up and around for the bench. She's gone. He scans the street and sees her walking away. He trots off to catch her up.
What is it with this town? Everyone's so happy all the time.
People aren't happy in Los Angeles?
Not like this. This is like a Patagonia Disneyland. Maybe they're all medicated. You hear about that, you know, towns where everybody's on Prozac.
Sounds pretty good. When can we move?
That day?
Not great.
What happened?
I was attacked by a mountain lion.
Seriously?
Sort of. Hey, I have something for you.
Gray rootles around in her bag and takes out a folded mauve T-shirt. She smells it.
It's Grady's. I thought you might want it. If you don't, you don't have to...
No, thank you.
He smiles warmly, takes off the camera hanging from his shoulder and hands it to her, then puts on the T-shirt over his sweater. There's a logo on it with Boulder High School.
Sporty. I have to get back to work.
Tragic widow. Right?
She smiles and looks away.
If you can't blow off work now, when can you?
They're standing on a rustic bridge over a stream in a wood. He's taking photos.
I used to take pictures all the time.
Why'd you stop?
I started getting paid for it. Took all the fun out. Hey, I owe you an apology.
Just one?
I mean the funeral. Sorry I ruined it for you.
Yeah, if it hadn't been for you, that would have been one great day.
Just, I want to be there, you know? I want to be anywhere but there, you know?
I know. I mean, hey, if the other caterer hadn't been gay, who knows? I might have been doing the same thing myself.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
She walks by him, stepping from rock to rock along the shallow stream. He aims the camera and takes a couple of shots. They're walking through the lush woods.
So, what are we doing tomorrow? A little hiking? Mountain biking?
I can't skip work 2 days in a row.
Of course you can. You can do whatever you want.
I don't know.
I do. Trust me. Looky looks good on you.
At the house, Dennis waves an envelope.
Hey, check it out. Really just won $10 million. It worked out well. What the hell are you doing?
Oh, sorry, sir.
Jesus.
Dennis sees an empty pill bottle.
Hey, Sammy, you take some of these? How many of these you take? Hey. You dumbass. All right. Come on, Sammy, get up. Come on. We're getting up and we're walking. Come on, buddy. Get up. Get up. Come on. Sammy?
He's passed out on the kitchen floor. Gray's wheeling a tray of food down a corridor, then puts it on the table by Sam's hospital bed. She sits down.
Those were my pills, Sam. If anyone's going to use them to check out, it's going to be me.
Sorry. I knew it was a bad idea.
Which? I mean, the vodka, the pills, or the combo?
The trip. And I almost told him. You know, like, so many times I was this close to saying, come on, dude. That pass, like in a flat-bottom boat, not even you, you know? That's just crazy dangerous. Don't do it, sir. And who knows, you know? Maybe just this one time, he might be like, you're right, Sambo. Let's just shit-can the great outdoors this weekend. Stay home, rock some PlayStation instead.
It's not your fault.
I just miss him so much. He was just the man, you know?
Move.
She lies down on top of the bed.
Scoot over.
She puts his arm around her shoulder and strokes his face.
Oh, man, I don't want to alarm you, but you just totally pulled my IV out.
Gray pulls up by the house. Fritz is sitting on the front steps with his camera. Gray and Sam get out of the car. In the house.
Oh my God, you painted!
The walls were disgusting.
Doesn't even really look like his room anymore. Looks like a Tampax box.
The doctor said he'd be sluggish.
Yeah, how about selfish? Did the doctor say he'd be selfish?
Let's take it a little easy on the guy. What was him trying to kill himself and everything?
A few sleeping pills is not a suicide attempt. It's just his way to get out of helping with the peace garden. If he really wanted to end it all, he'd have gone out and gotten himself a gun. You know, they're not hard to come by. This is America.
Will you guys go on ahead and get started, and I'll bring Sam and a few.
No, you have to be there. They're expecting you.
I said I'll come.
Dennis reaches for a wooden post and knocks a lamp to the floor. He gets in the car with Fritz.
So, this peace garden, bringing a lot of peace into your life so far?
Fritz smiles mockingly.
That's good. It's funny.
Sam, you almost ready?
Gray warily opens the bathroom door. Sam is stretched out on the floor asleep in his bathrobe. Gray looks fed up. She goes to the shed, gets a bicycle and wheels it out to the street. A blonde woman in a short skirt approaches with a little boy.
Oh, excuse me. Hi, can you tell me, I'm looking for someone who knows something about Grady Douglas.
Gray stares at the long-haired 20-something woman, then down at the little boy gripping his games console.
They're not here.
What? Oh. Well, who are you?
I'm the cleaning woman.
Okay, well, can you tell whoever's dealing with things that I really need to talk to them? Here, let me give you my card.
Maureen rifles through her bag. Gray smiles at the little boy, Matty.
Does that game just end or is it just going on forever? You know when you just put everything in the thing and you just can't find the one? Oh, here's me. I'm Maureen. Yeah. And we're staying at the Silver Saddle Motel, okay? Thanks. Come on, honey.
He's not 8, is he?
What?
Your son. He's not a very small 8-year-old, is he?
No, he'll be 4 in October. Why?
Gray's speeding across a park on her bike. Fritz is taking photos of the others working on the peace garden.
Eight! God! The kid's practically in diapers!
Everyone stops work for a moment and looks over at Gray and Fritz. He reaches for her arm to take her aside, but she brushes him off and stomps into a long shed with fishing tools over the door. Fritz follows her in and closes the door. She slaps his face, then takes another swing at him, but he grabs her wrists. They struggle, then he pins her against the wall, and they gaze intently at each other. She kisses him passionately. They come up for air and stare into each other's eyes. He pulls back and she holds up her hands as if to push him away, and her brow furrows. He lowers his gaze, closes his eyes for a moment, then steps away. He picks up his camera from the bench, heads for the door, stops, then goes out. It's evening. At the house, Fritz is staring into space when Sam skids into the room in his bathrobe.
Yes, party people! Let's get this bench in the ground! Right to the roots! Let's plant a tree, man, with the demon. Where you going? Where you going, Dennis? Wait. Oh, my God. How'd it get to be night out? Oh, Lord. I missed it, didn't I? Mm-hmm. That's unfortunate.
Sam wanders off to answer the phone. Fritz looks up and sees Gray's feet in the hammock on the porch.
Yo. I think he blew off, hon. He's on that biking trip again. Let me get a message from you.
Sam makes a note.
Persephone. Okay. Hey, man, how's it going down there? Is it hot? Persephone. She's a Greek deity, just goddess of the underworld. You know what? Forget it. Too complicated. I'm just going to tell him that you called, and he will be so pleased. All right. Bye-bye.
Sam ambles to the kitchen with a notepad.
I mean, it's not like I called her Antigone or something. Jesus. Oh, yes. The glorious morning in the cold.
Fritz puts down the fishing reel he's been messing with and heads for the porch. Stretched out in the hammock, Gray fingers Maureen's business card. Maureen Manette, massage therapist, shiatsu, Swedish, prenatal, sports. Gray hears the door close behind her. She looks apprehensive. Fritz tries to look casual as he leans against a pillar.
So, yeah, it wasn't before you. It was more during you.
But it was only just that once, right?
He glances sharply in her direction.
Say yes, please.
Hey, I could. Believe me, I can bullshit till the cows come home, but...
How many times?
Wasn't really keeping count.
When did it start?
When he started coming out to L.A. for work.
He wouldn't see her every time he went out there, though, would he?
He looks at her with a half smile and bows his head.
Wow, wow. This is bad. It's really bad. Was it still going on?
No. As far as I know, anyway.
She's really sexy, isn't she?
Nah.
She is.
No.
Gray beams at him and gets out of the hammock. She walks across the porch to the back door, then stops and turns around.
About that
other thing.
She flaps her hands about vaguely and looks down at the ground, embarrassed. With a wave of the hand, he gives her a reassuring smile and shakes his head. Relieved, she goes back in the house. Fritz stays outside. His smile fades. Inside, Grey wanders over to a chest of drawers and puts the card down. She finds an empty matchbox, takes off her engagement ring and drops it in. She opens a drawer and sweeps the box inside. On a bright day, Grey's in Ellen's neat, expansive garden. Ellen's kneeling by a flowerbed gardening. She gets up.
That's impossible.
My mother is a massage therapist in Los Angeles.
Well, she's lying. Grady wasn't that stupid.
He was sending her money.
He probably felt sorry for her. He was very generous.
I saw the kid. He looks just like him.
You could show me 10 toddlers and I would find similarities between each of them and Grady.
Sure I could.
Grey turns away with a pained look.
I talked to Eve. In Colorado, in the absence of a will, a child is the sole heir. Therefore, this boy will get everything.
Ellen looks furious and steps up close to confront Grey.
How the hell did you let this happen?
Me? How am I at fault here?
No satisfied man goes screwing cocktail waitresses. I'm calling Eve. That kid isn't getting 1 cent of my son's money without coughing up some damn good DNA.
Sam chases Matty, who's wreaking havoc in the house.
Okay, all right, come on, man. That's not yours. This ain't fun anymore, kid. $500 piece of equipment. All right, what the? Kid, look at me. I'm not in shape enough to chase you around this house.
Hey, kid, this is not your shit, man.
What is the problem?
The problem is your kid is like an earthquake. It's short-paced.
That's
he's all over the joint.
You have to be at ease. If you're at ease, then he'll be at ease.
What?
Hi. You didn't give anybody my message.
What is she doing here?
Oh, hey, Grey. This is...
I know who she is. I didn't ask who she is. Ask what she's doing here.
Boiling water?
Wait. You know who this is.
There's no hot water at the Silver Saddle.
I'm not boiling, and I need boiling water for my herbal tea. Because I have to realign my chi.
Stop it!
Water's ready.
Dennis comes in from the kitchen. Matty flings CDs to the floor.
What are you looking at? We're just talking.
What's going on here? Am I missing something?
Matty turns to look at the grown-ups. Grey smiles sarcastically at the bleached blonde.
Oh. You're not the cleaning lady?
Cleaning lady?
Dennis nudges Sam.
What'd you come for? I just told you, I'm making tea.
Because the money's his. One quick DNA swab and he gets it all.
What are you talking about? What money? What the H-E-double-L is she talking about?
I'm going out. When I come back, it would be great if she weren't here.
Grey leaves. Maureen flicks away her long hair and turns to Sam and Dennis.
That was awkward.
Evening. On the porch, Maureen offers Fritz his check.
Here, take this. I'm not a charity case.
Oh, keep it. Caught alone. I know you're good for it.
She tears it up.
I didn't even know he was rich, okay? All I knew is that he wanted to support his kid, and that's why I came. To just make sure that that was going to happen. Not to, you know, run off with all his money or upset his girlfriend.
His fiance.
I didn't even know about her. I mean, I figured, you know, that there was someone. But he never said he was engaged.
She's sitting on the top step of the front porch. A taxi pulls up outside. She lifts the sleeping Matty from the hammock and heads for the taxi. Fritz walks down the garden with her.
You know, it makes sense, though. Her being like that.
Like what?
Kind of perfect, you know, because when I saw him, He was always like this kid on vacation, you know, kind of goofy. Like, he was just excited not to have to be on his best behavior.
Gray sitting in another part of the garden with a blanket wrapped around her, listening.
Thank you. Talk to you.
Gray tries not to cry. A bright day. In the Celestial Seasonings office, Sam's in a doorway talking to someone.
I just want you to know I'm back. Like, in a big way. Just 100% committed, 200% really committed to this company. And from now on, every second of every day, I'm just going to be thinking and just dreaming and just flat out being herbal tea. In Boulder, number of a Silver Saddle Motel.
Maureen's at the house with Sam and Fritz.
Oh my God, it's my favorite. Be bold, everywhere be bold.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? I wrote that, man.
What's mung bean?
Well, you know, I didn't really write it. Spencer wrote it, but I filled out the paperwork that put it on the box, so.
Gray comes up the garden holding a brochure for the DNA Diagnostic Center. Her face falls as she goes into the kitchen and sees Fritz and Maureen. They both look awkward.
Hi.
Gray, what are you... You're home early, just...
Oh, yeah, okay, well, so, you know, the other night I noticed that this refrigerator, do you know everything in here is a chi blocker? And that's exactly what I'm studying is Chinese medicine. And, you know, the first thing we're learning is that you can't, like, emotionally process things if your chi is congested. It's like a kind of cerebral constipation, but it's not, sorry. Anyway, so, here...
Maureen holds out a bag and offers the contents to a stony-faced Gray. Standing behind Maureen, Fritz gives Gray a mollifying smile. Gray takes something from the bag and crunches it. Her expression softens, but she's unimpressed.
You see? It's working. Your color is, like, coming back in your cheeks and... Do you see, like, the aura? It was, like, a dusty... Now it's yellow. So tonight... I'm going to make the most cleansing dinner, and I would love if you would join us.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Evening, and Gray lights the candle of a storm lantern and gently lowers the glass cover. Behind her, Fritz is lighting tall candles on an elaborately set table in the garden. He gives her a knowing smile. Maureen comes out with plates of food.
Why, thank you, sir. Dinner is served.
Oh, right on, man. Fancy schmancy.
It's beautiful out here. It's like a little fairy paradise.
Did you make this in there?
Yes.
Mm. All right.
She's feeding us lawn.
Dude, shut up.
Look at this.
Little pitchers have big ears.
Maureen returns from the kitchen.
Yeah, radishes are a blood detoxifier.
I got your happy meal.
She gives Matty a McDonald's box.
The loaf is made with tempeh and bean paste.
Okay.
Oh, and I added cheese curds. That wasn't in the recipe, so... You are going to be so regular tomorrow, you're not going to believe it.
She closes her eyes, puts her hands together, and breathes deeply.
Namaste.
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 Sam picks at a slice of something on his plate while Dennis ladles brown slop from a tureen. Gray.
I steal library books. On purpose. I have them from every town I've ever lived in. I can't control it. Brady never knew that about me. Just...
Maureen?
That has wheatgrass in it.
Also, I can put my whole fist in my mouth. You don't want to see it. It's a little Tracy Lords, but I never told him that either. It's 6 years. Also, I love natural disasters. I want people to die in them. I am genuinely disappointed when the death toll is low. I made it with a girl once. Ha! And you know what else? You know what Grady never knew about me is that I think catch and release fishermen are heartless weenies. I think putting a fish through agony for nothing more than your own entertainment is just plain cruel. I think if you're gonna torture a living thing, if you're gonna make it look into the eyes of its maker or face its own, you know, puny little place in the universe, then for God's sake, have the decency to eat it.
The others look around puzzled. Sitting at the other end of the table, Fritz smiles affectionately.
This is excellent, Maureen.
I mean, I feel better.
Thanks.
Good.
So, were you, like, the bitch? Or the butch?
The guys are washing up. Sam's bending by the fridge.
Ow! Hey! You know what? Give me that. Give me that, you little sniper. This is not a toy, okay? This is a weapon.
Weapons are toys.
Weapons are toys. You need a hobby, kid. In a big, bad way. And I mean now, you need, like, a bike or some comic books. Maybe a fishing rod. Definitely a fishing rod. Your dad was an awesome fisherman.
My dad was a superhero.
They all stop what they're doing and look at Matty. Sam nods.
He also fished.
Gray's lying in bed with a soft bedside light on.
What if you...
Next door, Fritz is asleep in his vest. Gray silently opens the sliding doors and creeps in a long shirt.
What if you spoke those...
She carefully lifts the blanket and gets in next to him. He doesn't wake up. She gently turns his head to face her and he opens his eyes. She strokes his cheek.
When I'm gone, it's come to this, release me. I'll leave.
Lying on top of her, he slowly unbuttons her shirt and they kiss tenderly.
But for tonight, I'll stay here with you. Yes, for tonight, I'll lay here with you. But when the sun hits your eyes through your window, there'll be nothing you can do.
They freeze at the sound. Sam comes downstairs in his bathrobe, pads through the darkened room and goes into the kitchen. He opens the fridge. Fritz rolls off her and she gets up and returns to her bedroom, silently sliding the door shut. On a sunny day, Dennis drives the dust-spattered estate car through a forest. The car bumps over a dusty track and stops by a river. Maureen and Matty get out of the back. Matty runs to the water's edge. Maureen shades her eyes against the sun and joins him on the pebbled shore. The river's edged by a pine forest with mountains in the distance.
Oh, beautiful.
Fritz and Gray step out of the car. He's wearing shades and puts on a straw cowboy hat. Dennis and Sam get fishing gear out of the boot. Fritz puts his bag on the car bonnet and takes out his camera. Gray gets her book and sunglasses from her backpack and slings her bag over her shoulder. She puts on her shades. Fritz is watching her. She turns to him and beams. He takes a photo. She picks up her book and walks off along the shore. Wistfully, he watches her retreating back. Sam's with Matty.
Now, if you give a man a fish, he will have a single meal, but
If you teach a man to fish, he'll eat his whole life.
You know what that is? Guan Zhu has rocked you with. Ancient Chinese philosopher. Quote from the Lemon Zinger green tea box, you might remember. I could tell by your face, no. You know what? Doesn't matter. Fly fishing. A lot of people seem to feel that the key piece of equipment is the rod, but I disagree, sir. I've always felt all the magic is in the hat. And this hat is yours.
Sam crouches down and puts a soft hat on Matty.
It belonged to your dad.
A toothy smile spreads over Matty's face.
Very cool.
They slap hands. Further along the shore, Dennis is by himself. He flings his line into the water. He looks along the river and sees Grey's foot perched on a gnarled fallen tree. She's stretched out along the trunk, reading. Fritz is floating along in the river, seated in the middle of a large rubber ring, his feet dangling in the water. He takes a photo of Maureen. She's on the shore and sticks her leg up in the air behind her, then topples over. Matty watches Sam fishing.
Which is ironic, because that chick got a pretty big ass. Oh! Oh, hold on. I think we might, maybe we're on a log. We're not on a log, kid. There's something alive here. Oh my God, we got a fish! We're getting the fish! Dennis! We're getting the, look, I'm on a level with you, kid. I've never caught anything in my life. I've been faking it. One time I lied, and I bought a fish at a store, but this is the first time I have ever caught a fish, and you're gonna help me reel it in. Grab the rod. Come on, we're gonna bring him in. Oh, my, this is what God feels like when he catches a fish. Come on! Come on, you son of a, bring him in. Reel him in. Pull. Pull. Take it. Take it. Now bring him in. Bring him in. Yes. 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 Man versus fish, but.
As Sam gets a small net, Matty jumps up and down on the little fish. Sam looks around apprehensively.
That's kind of, you know what? He's a little sleepy. Come on, Matty. Let's head over this way.
He takes Matty's hand. Dennis joins Gray.
Uh-oh. Look out. It's a heartless fisherman. Someone called PETA. You know, fish have brains the size of pebbles. They don't even remember pain.
You keep telling yourself that.
It's the truth.
Okay, fine. Just don't lead with it on a date. It makes you sound cold. Hey, who are you dating these days?
Nobody.
What about that girl from that place who liked you? You know, with the hair.
Persephone?
Yeah. You should ask her out.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm, not exactly available.
What do you mean? You just said you're not dating. Oh, you are you're dating someone secret.
No.
Are you having an affair with a married woman?
No. God.
Dennis, fess up. Do I know her?
No.
I'm the last one to know everything.
No, good God. No, I'm not having an affair with a married woman. That's ridiculous.
I don't know. I just, what else could it be?
You really want to know?
Badly.
All right. I'll tell you. For the past 6 years, I've been telling myself the same thing. It's okay. He's a better man. And it turns out, that's just bullshit. And look at what he did to you, Gray. He had hands down the best girl in the world, and he goes, and if I had you, if you were mine, there is no way that there's no way.
Gray rests her elbows on her knees and looks down. She glances over at him regretfully. Dennis shuffles about uncomfortably, waves his baseball cap, and searches for something to say.
Scratch that. I'm having an affair with a married woman.
I do love you, Dennis.
Hey, that's great.
With a bitter laugh, he picks up his fishing line leaning against the tree and walks off along the shore. She watches him go. In her sweatshirt and with her bag over her shoulder, Gray passes bits of driftwood as she walks along the shore. She stops to watch Matty flinging pebbles into the water and smiles to herself as she realizes he's wearing Grady's hat. He doesn't notice her walking towards him and picks up more pebbles from the beach.
Hey, Matty. Hey.
He picks up a handful of pebbles, clasping them to his chest. She comes over and kneels down in front of him.
Matty, put your foot up.
He puts a foot on her knee and she ties his sneaker laces. He smiles at her. She lifts the brim of the fishing hat and studies his face. He spins away. The car pulls up by the house at night.
Today's Little Mary Sunshine Award goes to...
Sam points at Dennis, who's marched into the house. Fritz smiles with amusement, then looks across the top of the car at Gray. She's solemn, then breaks into a wide smile as he gives her a knowing look. They're lying in bed next to each other, gazing up at the ceiling. After a moment, he turns towards her on the pillow and looks into her eyes.
I'm starving.
You get extremely cool stuff when you get married. No wonder people do it.
Were you ever close?
To getting married? No.
Why not, do you think?
I don't know. I guess it just always made more sense to walk away.
Aren't you lonely?
Right now? No.
No, just in general. Who do you tell your stories to?
I guess I keep them to myself.
That's a tragedy.
Yeah.
They're in the kitchen preparing food. They turn to each other.
You want to hear a story? I got a good one. Guy goes to a funeral.
They both look around. She quickly kisses Fritz, then runs out of the kitchen just before the door opens.
Oh, look at you, rocking the form at 3 a.m, right on, sir.
Sam notices the toasted sandwiches.
You can eat both of those, or...
No. Dig in.
They say you're not supposed to eat, like, after 7 o'clock, but who am I trying to win a beauty contest?
Thanks, Fritz.
You bet, buddy.
Fritz smiles and watches Sam slope away. Daytime and Matty, in his hat, is walking along an overgrown railway track with Maureen and Sam.
They have to take the DNA sample at the hospital. The only way I could get him to go was by promising you'd come.
Oh, well, I'm glad I could
Hospitals
jump.
Scare the you-know-what out of him. He was a preemie. He was like 3.5 weeks early, and he wasn't ready to leave my womb at that point, you know? So I think, like, on some deep psychic level, he must associate hospitals with fear and separation, you know? Like, oh, my God! I'm leaving my mother. What if I never see her again? Am I all alone in this world? And that's a heavy load.
Huh. You ever hear the expression, the power of suggestion, Maureen? Because...
No, is that like a workshop?
They keep walking. It's nighttime, and Dennis arrives home and turns on the light in the messy kitchen. Persephone, a woman with long curly red hair, is with him.
Oh... Yeah, so it's a little filthy. Sorry.
No, that's all right.
Can I get you something to drink? We got beer, we got some tap water.
Do you have wine?
Yes, we have one. Glasses are over there. Let me see if we can find something at least drinkable.
She finds the notepad as she's getting the glasses.
All right. Here we go. I have no idea if this is any good. It was given to me by a client. I took up the Snake River. What is it?
She throws the pad and walks out.
Persephone.
He reads Sam's message. Persephone called, not smart, not funny, maybe she'll blow you. Upset, he chucks the pad on a counter and leaves the kitchen. A neon sign shines out in the darkness, Silver Saddle Motel, entrance. A taxi pulls up. Maureen turns the light on in her room and Matty and Sam come in, fighting with invisible lightsabers.
I don't know how to thank you. I really don't.
You know what? It's totally cool.
No, it really could have been a nightmare with that giant Q-tip thing. Here, honey.
You know what? This kid did not need my help. The force is strong with this one. I was just there.
You know, normally I would offer to make you something to eat, but, I have trail mix.
I've already had dinner with you once, and no offense, but I've reached my annual quota of turf.
Oh, hey, I know. How about a massage?
She kneels on Sam's back as he lies face down on the bed.
Did you take a course?
Yeah, this is like a percussion-based thing. All you gotta do is wash the drummers on the beach, really.
Any lower, you might hit a gas pocket. And
little guy doesn't want to give it.
Maybe you should stay.
Sam, you're not breathing.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot.
That's... Your calves are extraordinary.
Well, thanks.
Did you play football?
I watched a lot of football. Right on.
Do you feel that chakra energy?
Is that what it is? Yes. Very chakra-y.
Okay.
Well, I can't thank you enough. That was...
Sam, we're not done.
No?
Turn over.
What?
Matty's watching telly. Dennis is sitting in the kitchen in the dark. On the table in front of him, there's a glass of wine, a nearly empty wine bottle, and a bear-shaped container of honey. He throws a piece of paper across the kitchen, aiming at a bin under the sink. He throws in the honey, then picks up the bottle of wine. He hurls it at the bin. It hits the edge of the sink and smashes to the floor amidst other rubbish. He takes a swig of wine, then gets up and crouches down to clear the mess around the bin. He looks over the top of the kitchen counter and sees Gray and Fritz come in, laughing and holding hands. They don't notice him. He gets up, grabs his jacket and goes to the front door. He pulls at the handle, the door doesn't open. Frustrated, he tries again and goes out. Sam's still being massaged.
Is there a name for this method?
Just open. You really start to feel your aura change. Feel a light magenta.
Kneeling next to him on the bed, she strokes his shoulder and slowly rubs his chest. Her hand travels down his ample body. He leaps up.
Whoa!
Matty's watching a cartoon.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. What am I thinking?
It's totally okay.
No, it's not.
You're being too hard on yourself, man. I mean, it's not a thing. Don't worry about it.
I'm a terrible mother.
Oh, come on. That's just crap. Like, you're an excellent mother. That kid I've seen you with him, he loves you, you know?
Sam, I can't do this. It's too hard.
Yes, you can. You can do it.
They're sitting on the edge of the bed. He kisses her hand.
You're a champ.
She smiles sadly. With their backs to Matty, Sam pulls her closer and puts an arm around her. She rests her head on his shoulder. Gray and Fritz are in bed in her room. He's propped up on his elbow and drawing on her hand.
My girlfriends and I used to have this rule with each other. No sleeping with a guy until you knew his mother's maiden name.
What?
We figured it would keep us out of beds of men we barely knew.
Gideon.
Gideon.
Anything else you want to know?
What's your favorite color?
Gray.
You are not who I thought you were.
Yeah, well. Neither are you.
She looks at her hand and smiles. He puts the pen on the bedside table, then leans in and kisses her. He's drawn a dragon on the back of her hand. Daytime at a street market. Maureen walks through in a short salmon pink skirt, a pink sweat top and white high heels. Matty trails behind her. Ellen's at a vegetable stall. She spots Grady's hat on the other side of the stall. Matty's concealed behind some fruit. He moves and she sees his face. She frowns and quickly moves off just as he takes some oranges from a basket. More oranges roll to the ground.
Matty, stop it. Matty, help me pick these up.
Ellen picks up a couple of oranges and looks closely at Matty.
Thanks. Come on. Just leave those. Do you have to touch every single thing?
He's playing with mangoes. Ellen crouches next to him.
Oh, do you like mangoes?
This is a papaya.
Actually, it's a mango.
It's a papaya, Maureen!
All right, baby. It's a papaya if you want it to be a papaya.
He flings the mango.
He has some separation issues because he has an absent father. Do you have kids?
Ellen forces a smile. Sam goes up the steps to the porch where Dennis is planing the top of the front door. Sam glances at the empty doorway.
Morning, Dennis. What you doing there, sir? All right, seriously, handyman, whatever this is, just not good for you. Really not good for our front door.
Dennis ignores him. Sam watches for a moment, then makes a grab for the plane.
Give me the planer, Dennis.
Dennis hangs onto it and glares at Sam.
Give me the planer, Dennis.
Sam tries again. Dennis snatches it away and Sam lunges at it.
Give me the planer, Dennis. Give me the planer, Dennis. Give me it. Let it get off. Let it go.
Dennis slaps Sam's hand away and they tussle. They roll about on the porch, Dennis still clutching the plane. Sam tackles him to the ground, then they both get up and Sam runs into the house with the plane. Dennis runs after him, slips up and drags Sam down. Struggling on the floor, Dennis tries to grab the plane. They look up sheepishly as Gray's bedroom door slides open and Fritz stands watching them. He comes out, casually steps over them, and goes out to the porch. With a surprised look at Dennis, Sam flicks his thumb in the direction of Gray's bedroom.
Yeah.
Dennis gets to his feet. Gray rolls over in bed. She opens her eyes and smiles as she looks at the pillow next to her. The word coffee is written on it. You call me up when you're done with him. Gray goes to the kitchen where Dennis is flicking through some snapshots.
Wow, what is this?
I need to find a picture for the garden dedication. I can't find one where you can really see his face.
She studies them while he goes to the fridge.
I'm a big boy, you know? You could have just told me.
Told you what?
That you were in love with someone else.
She looks surprised.
I'm not.
I saw you guys coming in last night.
Oh, Dennis, God. That's nothing. It's less than nothing.
Outside with the coffees, Fritz overhears.
Okay.
I have stuff in storage. I'll find you a picture.
By the back door, Fritz shuts his eyes and goes down the steps. Gray's at the storage facility. She turns on the light and throws down her keys. She takes the lid off a cardboard box on the sofa, takes out some papers, and sits down. She carefully goes through some photos of Grady, studying each one. She looks unimpressed. She looks around pensively and notices a suit hanger suspended from a pile of boxes. She walks over and unzips it. Her strapless wedding dress is inside. She runs her hands up and down it. Wearing the full-skirted dress, Gray sits with her back against the arm of the sofa with her feet up, distracted. After a moment, Fritz appears behind her in the doorway, a hold-all in one hand. He watches her. Fritz drops the hold-all and smiles.
Nice dress.
Oh. Oh, this is embarrassing. I never got a chance to wear it. It's a girl thing.
She turns away with a shy smile, then looks round and notices his bag.
What are you doing?
Heading out. Just want to check in, say goodbye.
You're leaving? Why? What happened?
Nothing. Less than nothing. Right?
Pain, she lowers her head.
Yeah, that's the thing with small houses. Everybody hears everything. You gotta get yourself a big one, like mine. On the beach, in Malibu, waves crashing. Nobody can hear a thing.
I didn't mean it.
It's okay. Really. I gotta get home anyway. Back to reality. So, I'll see you.
Fritz, wait. I only said that because...
Because you were embarrassed. That's okay. Me and you, doesn't look good. Not your style, right? I'll see you.
Wait.
For what? You gonna get out of that wedding dress? That's gonna take a while.
She stands in front of him, her shoulders droop. He picks up his bag.
I gotta go.
He walks away. It's evening. At the house, Dennis is sitting at a table messing about with some fishing line. Sam's behind him in a crisp sweatshirt playing table football.
Kind of quiet in here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's real quiet, Sam. Good talking to you, Dennis.
Sam slumps on the sofa. Gray comes out of her room and drops a photo wallet on the table in front of Dennis. He glances at her, then goes through the photos. Gray goes back to her bedroom. She slides the door closed and leans against it. She starts to cry. It's a sunny day. At the lawyer's office, Gray and Ellen are sitting at a table some distance apart. Gray fidgets while Ellen sits impassive. After a moment, Eve joins them.
Ladies, not his kid. What? There is absolutely no chance that Mr. Douglas fathered that child.
Shocked, Gray's eyes dart sideways to glance at Ellen. Ellen takes a moment.
Thank you, Eve.
With a fleeting smile, Ellen gets up from the table and leaves. Frowning, Gray watches her go and sighs. With a neat cardigan over her shoulders, Ellen gets in the car. She starts the car, then stares ahead, distressed. Ellen leans back with her hand on her forehead and starts to cry. At the house, Matty's playing on the porch. Maureen's reading the DNA report in the living room. Gray, Dennis and Sam are with her.
This is a mistake. You know, it has to be because it just has to be. And they probably just took the wrong sample or, you know, or maybe I have the same initials, MM, as something, someone else. Marlene Morris or...
Yeah, but they're usually kind of careful with this stuff.
No, I'm telling you, doctors make mistakes. I saw an entire documentary. They amputate the wrong leg all the time. You know, you have this one dying over here. You know, it's like a zoo at the hospital.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the case.
You know what?
I'm just saying.
Okay, well, I don't know what you guys are saying. Because all I know is we were sexual, and then 9 months later, I had a kid.
8 months. Because Maddie was born 3.5 weeks premature.
Yeah, I know. I mean, but when I got the ultrasound, the doctor told me, like, you know, the exact day of when we probably conceived and...
This would be one of those doctors that amputates the wrong leg.
Jesus, Dennis.
Sam picks up the report. Maureen looks up. She seems like she's going to cry, then remembers something.
Oh, my God.
You know who the real guy is?
Yeah, his name was Raphael. He was really nice. He's like Italian or French.
Gray smiles at her, then glances up at Sam.
What do you think you're going to do?
I'm not sure. I guess I'll quit school and... go back to work, find a daycare for Maddie. All the places I can afford are so kind of depressing. But it'll be all right. It will, you know? It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. It always is. God, I shouldn't have ripped up that check. Stupid.
Sam, add a little bit of the big one.
Come on, kid. It's a knife.
Matty grins through the window, holding a Swiss Army knife. Sam goes out.
All right, Matty. Come on, man.
Dennis stands up and, with his hands tucked into his jeans pockets, walks away despondently. Gray and Maureen smile briefly at each other. Then Maureen gets up and puts Matty's toys in her bag. She stands with her back to Gray, then turns around. She wipes her eyes.
I'm really, really so sorry about all this. You could have just loved him and missed him and never known.
Him. Never known him. You know, I just... remembered something recently. About a year ago, he and I spent a day on the river. He fished and I read. It was one of those perfect days. We were on our way home and he said he had something to tell me. I said, is it gonna make me happier or less happy? He said, less happy. I said, then don't tell me.
Ellen sitting at a table on the terrace in her garden. She wears a cardigan and a string of pearls. She looks miserable. Gray appears by the pool.
Ellen. Hi. I'd like to talk about the boy.
The one that is definitely not my son's child.
The one he decided to support without a DNA test.
Gray sits at the table. Ellen stands and starts to clear her plates.
Grady didn't need that money. And he knew this kid's life would be so much better with a little help.
What are you saying?
I'm saying if you don't give this child what Grady wanted him to have, then I will.
But you don't have money.
No.
Gray laughs and shakes her head, then stands up.
But I do have this.
Gray takes off her engagement ring and holds it out in front of Ellen.
I don't want to sell it, Ellen. I would so rather give it back to you. But all I know is that for whatever reason, Grady wanted this boy to be okay.
Ellen stares at Gray with a pained smile. Grady's peace garden is open. People are milling about. Gray walks along a path and stops by some tall shrubs. She looks around and spots a woman getting out of an SUV. Dennis greets her with a hug. She notices Ellen in an elegant pale suit. Marine's kneeling in front of Matty, wiping his face. Matty looks up and sees Ellen approaching.
Look, there's a fire lady!
Hey. You knew him too?
He was my son. I should have told you that.
Oh. God, that's... I'm sorry. How did you know who we were?
It was the hat. Grady tied those flies himself.
He did?
Ellen opens her bag and takes out an envelope.
This is for you.
Am I in trouble?
No.
Sam and Dennis.
I think you're going to pout all day until I save it, so I'm just going to put it out there. You give good guard.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, there's something I got to tell you.
Yeah, what's that?
I found a new place.
New place for what?
Really? For me to live in.
Sam bites into a hot dog.
What? We're moving out?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I know. Look,
it was just the fight,
it's
sir.
Not about you. It's just... It feels like time, man.
It's not time. It was a small fight, sir. A tiny fight. Like, we'll get over it, sir. I'm not ready to live alone, Dennis.
Listen to me. It's a great house, and I'm sure if you want to stay there, you're not going to have any trouble finding another roommate.
Sam shakes his head. Marine's opened the envelope. A cashier's check is made out to Marine Manette. Gray's with her. Gray goes over to Ellen, who's picking up a memorial card from a table.
Ellen, it was great what you did for them.
Gray holds out the ring.
Oh, no. You keep it. Just promise me that the next person who gets it, you'll tell them about him. Everything you can remember. I promise. I didn't need the money, you know. I never wanted it. Or the ring. I just wanted my boy back.
Ellen walks away. People are seated in a semicircle round Gray, who's at a lectern.
I didn't know everything about Grady. Here's some of what I did know. He was 6.
I told him all the great things I know about you. And there were a lot. I was up there a while. I didn't tell him everything, though. I left out the complicated stuff. Like how it took losing you forever for me to truly find you. And how finding you turned me into someone else entirely. That's not what they came for. And people want to hear you were great. Not that you were great, but also sometimes not so great. They want to know I miss you. Not that while I've been missing you, I've fallen for someone else. It's weird, though. I feel like the only one who would understand it is you. In a way, that makes sense. He was the one person you were yourself around. Of course, he'd be that same person for me. Anyway, I left all that out and I kept it simple. I told them I loved you. And that's the truth.
A memory of Grady fishing on a misty day. A taxi pulls up outside Sam's house. The back door opens and Matty tumbles out, dropping his bag. He runs up the path.
Do I get my own bedroom?
Yeah.
Can I use a hockey table?
Absolutely not.
Dennis is holding a duffel bag.
Hey. Wait, which one are we taking? Take the one upstairs on the left, Mo.
Sam's got Maureen's bags. He walks up to Dennis on the front lawn.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just, you know, figure they should stick around at least till winter, because the kid has never seen snow. What kind of craziness is that?
Totally. That's a bold move, Samuel.
Well, as Helen Keller once said, life is either a daring adventure or nothing.
Which tea?
Come on, sir. Like, I've been known to pick up a book.
Which tea?
Tommy Mint.
Sam, are you bringing the bag?
All right.
Sam trails up to the house, dragging the bags up the steps. Inside, Gray's packing.
Oh, now what the hell is this? You're leaving too? Come on, man.
You have a very full house here, Sam. You don't need me. You'll be fine.
Well, can I at least come visit you at your new place? Maybe paint your walls in an appropriate shade of blue?
Yes, absolutely. I'm just going to go on a quick trip and then...
Where are you going?
A knowing smile.
Wait a second. No!
She puts her bag over her shoulder, walks up to him and hugs him.
No! Oh, you little tramp.
She turns and waves from the doorway. Gray goes out to the porch, where Dennis is rolling up the hammock.
You really going?
I am.
He walks over to her and puts his arms around her. He hugs her tight. Gray kisses him on the cheek.
I'll see you soon.
Yeah.
She goes down the steps, then glances back. She gets in her car. She drives off and looks sadly at the houses as she goes along the road. She stops for a moment, then drives on. Car cruises down a highway with other traffic. There's a mist over the mountains in the distance. The landscape has changed. She's driving along a deserted coastal road with reddish earth and scrub on one side. The cliff road curves around a calm blue sea. A row of houses built on stilts line a beach. Gray drives down a street. She checks a piece of paper for the address, slows down, and then stops the car. She checks her hair in the rearview mirror, then gets out of the car. Having discarded her jacket, she now wears a red vest and cut-off trousers. With an apprehensive smile, she walks along a path to the glass front door of a contemporary house. She waits at the open door and glances round, then knocks.
Hello.
She smiles nervously, then enters.
Hello.
The room is panelled in pale wood, with glass doors to more rooms on one side. She goes down a short flight of steps to a room leading out to a garden. The room is cluttered with desks, lamps, papers and books. She pauses and steps over to a desk with large black and white photos spread out. She looks at shots of Sam, Dennis, the dinner that Maureen prepared, and one of her and Matty by the river. She She smiles at the memory, then goes out to the decked patio with its chairs and tropical plants. Gray stands on the edge and looks along the beach. She turns towards the sound and sees Fritz throwing a ball along the sand for his dog. The dog races after it. She notices a ball on a sun lounger and takes out a ball. She throws it along the sand and the dog tears after it. Surprised, Fritz turns around. With a grin, Gray shrugs. Fritz's face lights up beneath his baseball cap. She steps off the patio and walks across the wide sandy beach towards him. They stand face to face.
You're probably busy or on your way out or... God, you could be seeing someone by now. I hadn't thought of that. Someone you met in a normal, uncomfortable...
He kisses her.
What took you so long?
Entwined around each other, they indulge in a long, smoochy kiss. The end.